Russian Camelot has a fight on his hands. Armory takes the lead. Magatu going with it. Sir Dragon A running on and Probabil the fence in the straight at the 150. It's Armory. Sir Dragon A coming at Armory. Armory and Sir Dragon A. Sir Dragon A takes the lead, coming clear and joins a century of legends. Sir Dragon A for Bossy. Won the Cox Plate from Armory. Russian Camelot fought the photo. Magatu and Arcadia Queen from Probabil.
He was too strong in the end, Sir Dragon A, in the wet conditions, and Glenn Boss etching his name into the record books once again. 4 wins in the Cox Plate, bringing up his milestone in the 100th edition. And for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, it was a memorable day, and it's great to have a chat to Kieran this morning. Kieran, congratulations. A Caulfield Cup, now a Cox Plate, has also joined your mantelpiece. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much. No, it was a great thrill, great Griff Voners, and bloody hell, what a good ride. It was 10 out of 10 from Bossy, and no, it was just a great result all round, obviously.
It was indeed, and your post-race interview's gone viral because it captured what it means to win a major and the excitement that you had. It was just raw emotion, and it was bloody funny too. Have a listen to this.
The whole team, really, you know, that's a big operation. I got my brother up in Ballarat. You know, we got the Sydney stable, and, you know, I better give my mum and dad a shout out too. I mean, brothers and sisters, brothers. Sorry, I don't have any sisters.
I could listen to that all day long. That was just magic.
Yeah, no, well, I don't know where I was going with that, but I think my mother, she's always. I'm going to go with the line that she's always praying and doing a spiritual bit to help out and talking to the sisters, so maybe that's where it comes from.
Oh, well, it just showed how much it meant to you. And for a training performance to get the horse from Aidan O'Brien, he's only been in your care a very, very short time. How difficult was it? And did you know what type of performance you were expecting going into that race with Sir Dragon A?
Well, just everything fell into place, really. Like, obviously, the horse had the right form. You know, it finished second behind Magical, which is, you know, probably the strongest form in the world. And, you know, he went to Dave's father and brother, James and Harry, and their Park Lodge stable in Newmarket. And then he went into quarantine where Harry rode him and looked after him. And he had that experience when he came out with Young Rascal and the other horse that won the Queen Elizabeth in the autumn. So he knew, you know, the whole process of what needs to be done beforehand. And obviously the horse came to him in pretty good condition and was at a solid fitness base, haven't finished second in that race. So, yeah, you know, like he, you know, that was very sort of, it all went very smoothly, travelled out, he never missed a beat. And took him about sort of 7 days. We just took him easy, and then we started to build up his, you know, just sort of increase his work. And leading up to he did his strongest piece of work at Moonee Valley on the Saturday before. And then also, I had James Winks this side, rode him every day. And obviously, he's a very, very smart guy, very good horseman, and his knowledge was invaluable also in getting the horse there. And he grew in confidence every day. He just said he's starting to feel better and better. And then even the morning of, he come in and just give him a light trot and canter, and he said he's just moving fantastic. So, the whole process went very well. So hopefully we can head on now to the Melbourne Cup and repeat the former.
You mentioned Glenn Boss. What is it about Glenn Boss when it comes to these big races? Because it was one of the best rides you'll see. He put 3 together on Maccabi Diva in a Melbourne Cup, but that was a 10 out of 10 on Sir Dragonoe?
Yeah, it was. Like, I spoke to him the day before, and he was just very, you know, you can see why he wins these big races all the time, because, you know, he was very up and about, you know, and he almost just, you know, he's the winner and that's it. He just believes it that much and just makes it happen. Like, and then on race day, it was like, I've had a bit of experience with Glenn riding our horses, but Dave, he sort of said, he said it was just unbelievable on when we were in the mounting yard. He said, you know, there was no one else winning the race. He was winning the race and that was it. You know, like, his confidence was just oozing. So, his ride was just fantastic. Like, he just, the whole way around, never panicked and just pulled the trigger at the right time, and obviously had the right horse underneath him, but, God, it was a perfect ride.
Well, let's bring him into the conversation. Your Group 1 winning, Cox Plate winning jockey, Glenn Boss, joins us. Bossy, congratulations. 4 Cox Plates.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Glenn.
You're probably lucky that we're in this COVID period, Bossy, because Kieran Maher and you're not drinking at the moment. Outside of COVID, it would have been a bloody big night.
We're in lockdown at the moment, as you know. But, yeah, I mean, it would have been a... Yeah, I mean, there'll be other times for this, I tell you. We might, hopefully in 10 days, we might be celebrating something else. So, yeah, we've still got half the job. The job's only half done yet at the moment, so we've got a few more things to concentrate on.
Where did that confidence come from that Kieran was talking about, Bossy, that you were just so confident?
I just thought he had the right form. And James Winks has obviously been a big part of this. And, you know, I know James from a long time ago, and he's a pretty straight shooter, James. He tells it as it is. And he was giving me feedback about this horse, which was critical because, you know, obviously with the period I'd come down, he had to isolate. I didn't have a chance to get on his back. So, you know, going into a major event like this, you'd really like to get on the horse at least once just to get a, you know, get to know him a little bit, but I didn't have that opportunity. So his information was absolutely key. And he was spot on with everything he said to me. He was absolutely spot on. And obviously having a good chat with Kieran you know, with their insight, but just having someone, another rider, having their information come to me, was like I said, it was key.
Did you share that confidence, Kieran, on Saturday?
Yeah, well, as I said, the horse had just done everything right. He had the right form and, you know, nothing had gone wrong. He never had any sort of soreness or temperature, or he never missed an oat in his feed. And, you know, his work, he did every piece on every day that we wanted to do it. And, yeah, like, the horse, you could see, like, that last week, he just got brighter and brighter and brighter. And with not knowing the horse that well, you know, I was confident he was there to run a big race.
And James Winks, who's been doing a lot of stuff with us on RSN, has said that he even thinks he's going to be better suited over 2 miles of a Melbourne Cup. So could this just be the beginning, Kieran? Do you think he would actually be a better horse on Cup Day?
Well, it's quite interesting. You know, he's quite a relaxed horse. I'll possibly be able to give you a bit more insight, but he's quite a relaxed horse, and that's obviously key when you go into 2 mile. But he's probably the biggest thing I noticed on Saturday was his recovery. Like, when he got back to scale and he was, we were taking the photos there with him out on the track, you know, he was completely recovered, you know, like he wasn't even a nostril flare or anything. So that capacity is also key. He's got that big engine and a really good set of lungs and, you know, obviously very, very fit. So he sort of ticks a lot of boxes going towards the Cup.
What's your thoughts, Bossy?
Yeah, much the same as Kieran. Obviously, by the time I come back to the enclosure, we had a chat to Chris, and, you know, I'm a you know, I look for those signs all the time when I'm on horses. Their recovery, you can feel their heart coming through the saddle. You can feel their lungs coming out, you know, really bursting underneath you with, you know, with their, every breath they take. And I think we didn't get that with this bloke. He was, from the time I pulled up, from the time I got back. And generally when you get off them, you can look them in, you know, like if someone, if you look at an athlete and they've gone under a bit of stress, it shows in their eyes. They just look, they have a glazy look. And horses do that. They have the exact same look. They have this sort of glaze over their eye, which you can tell they've been stressed. And his eyes were as bright as a button, and exactly what I said to Kieran after the race, have a look at this damn thing. I said, it is not even breathing. And it, like you said, not one nostril was even flaring. So he's just, he's obviously got a massive aerobic capacity to just deal with that. And that gives you a lot of confidence going forward because he's a very relaxed animal. We can see what he's capable of now. And when you put all those things together, they're a great racehorse. And I was actually seeing the videos this morning. Winchy sent me the videos of him rolling in the roll this morning, and him actually going out on the track. And Winchy is on him saying, like, I've never witnessed this before. So he's obviously come through this run in tremendous order. So, you know, the owners of, and Kieran and David and everybody involved, they've got a lot to look forward to because I'm of the opinion we've only just seen the tip of the iceberg for this horse. He's very good.
Boss, you mentioned the owners, Kieran, and Aussie Kier, you've got a stellar group of owners as far as winning form. Bray Sikorski, Johnny O'Neill, Aussie's brother, they also part-own Very Elegant. So they've won a Cox Plate, a Caulfield Cup, and they've got two of the major favourites heading into a Melbourne Cup. And I suppose for Aussie Kier, who led the purchase of this horse, it was a big gamble to try and buy a horse off Coolmore and bring it out here.
Yeah, obviously it was. So, yeah, he's him and Matt Becker, who works closely with Aussies, you know, they spend a lot of time and you know, a lot of money and a lot of effort in you know, selecting the right horse with the right, you know, the right form to handle the right track. The, you know, and then it's obviously very hard to buy them, especially off Coolmore. You know, they're trained in, you know, arguably the best facility in the world by the best trainer in the world. So, it's a credit to them, and you know, those guys they put a fair bit in, and it's great to see them reap the rewards.
Hugh Bowman was on Channel 7's coverage on Saturday. He was meant to be riding Sir Dragonet before the suspension, and look, he handled that moment really well, Bossy. And you mentioned him in your post-race speech. Do you talk to Bossy after that, and to Hugh Bowman, I should say, after that? And what's that feeling like between two champion jockeys in such a big race?
Oh no, we have spoken. Hugh and I speak a lot. We're very close. Their families are very close. Listen, it's Hughie's got this opinion. Like, it was meant to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't my turn today. He's congratulating me, you know, for a wonderful effort, and we both just move on. You know what I mean? We're both professionals, and it's not like he hasn't won one. He's experienced it, you know. But we're both professionals. I've been in this situation before, and cops that worse side of the side of it as well. And like I said, mate, we just move on. We just deal with it. It's done. It's over, and we just move on and look forward to, you know, the next page and what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
I read an article where you celebrated by watching the Richmond Premiership win and Dustin Martin's performance, and you said you could almost feel a similar type of thing with him because you both perform on the big stage. What is it about these big races and these big days that you seem to go to another level, Bossy?
Listen, I wasn't putting myself in his... up near anywhere near him. That was someone else saying that. But listen, I just love watching great athletes at any level, and I just dig the way they just do things, the way they move, the way they give themselves at key moments, seem somehow keep doing the same thing. You know, Cameron Smith, these greats, you know, they're just somehow, I don't know, they just seem to be in the right place at the right time, and it's not a fluke. It's just a thing that they have, and I just really get myself into that and just loved it, just love watching it.
Well, you've won four Cox Plates. In a week's time, you may well have four Melbourne Cups as well. Who's the hardest to beat where you are sitting right now, Bossy?
Anthony Van Dyke. I thought he was outstanding in the Caulfield Cup. I know he's got a big weight, but I've got a lot of respect for him, and I'm pretty confident he's going to be the horse to beat.
You and Hugh Bowman could be going head-to-head in the Melbourne Cup. Good luck, Bossy. Congratulations once again. An amazing performance to win your fourth Cox Plate on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Well done, Kieran. Hopefully we'll get to catch up and do all this. Have a good celebration soon.
Sure we will.
Kieran, just a word on your other Cox Plate runner, the three-year-old Grand Slam. Was it a case of he just went out a bit too hard, or the moment it was just a bit too much for him?
Well, yeah, there's a few factors there, you know. Maybe went a bit hard, you know. Maybe that guineas, that hard run there might have taken a toll on him. You know, he certainly didn't show it to me. I was very confident with him going in. I think he would handle that sort of track. So I don't know if that's a factor. There's a few factors that need to go in. So. But he'll have a break now and come back for the autumn.
You've got a huge carnival at Flemington coming your way, not just Melbourne Cup runners. I believe Anders has got an important piece of work tomorrow to determine whether he goes to the Coolmore, is that right?
Yeah, Anders and Holyfield and Montesira are all going towards the Coolmore. So, yeah, we've got to do a piece of work and all going well there, yeah, they'll line up in the Coolmore.
Who else have you got that you're looking forward to on Saturday?
Saturday we've got Let's Crack a Deal. He was narrowly beaten in the Caulfield Classic the other day. So he's our main, or he's our best chance for the Derby. Quite a progressive horse and has been fairly unlucky his last two.
He looks a horse that's got a lot of toughness. You're confident being by Done Deal he's looking for the 25?
Yeah, I think so. He seems to have a good set of lungs. He's the right sort of horse and he seems to be just sort of peaking for the right time. I think the 2500 at Flemington should suit him.
Well, Kieran, congratulations. Another huge moment for yourself and Dave Eustace winning his first major on Saturday. And well, the countdown's on now. We may well be talking in 8 days' time after the Melbourne Cup. Well done.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers, Michael. Let's hope so.
You will have more than sisters if you win a Melbourne Cup. Kieran Maher joining us.